from the Gospel of John, beginning with verse 1 of chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning. Through Him and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him, but to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of the blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was the one who I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. We begin our worship every Sunday by light entering into our sanctuary. Our acolytes, during our prelude, our beautiful musical announcement to worship, is accompanied with light. Light and sound. A reminder to us that Christ, in the words of John today, is the light of the world. And as we consider that sacred step that our acolyte makes each week, and as we prepare our hearts and minds through worship by seeing light throughout our worship and following that light as we exit this sanctuary, it's an appropriate time to pause and consider, what does it exactly mean? Or what can we learn more fully, if not completely today, what it means for Christ to be light in our world? One thing that statement assures us of, as we heard in our scripture today, that the darkness cannot overcome the light. Isn't that reassuring? In this world where we're filled with challenges and adversities personally, when we're plagued with the potential of a war with Iran as it's based upon us even now, fears can engulf us. And evidence that darkness is still here. In the midst of that, John proclaims to us that the darkness will not win. It cannot overcome the light. In fact, the darker it is, the more the light illuminates what's around. You know, I've got this little pocket knife a friend gave me recently, and I've showed it off to some of y'all in various settings. It's a little Swiss Army knife. Many of us have seen those and had those, but I suspect nobody in here has seen one just like this one because it's got a light on it. Is everybody jealous now? It has a light. And it's so helpful. Now, when I push that little light right there, that doesn't do a whole lot. Y'all can't even see that it's illuminating. But if it were dark in here, And when I'm walking through the house at night and no lights are on and I push that little button, wow, I can see where I'm going. It illuminates the path before me. And the darkness, no matter how dark it is, or in fact, the darker it is, the light portrays all the more what is before me. Isn't that good news? Friends, we live, as we know, in a world of darkness. But our God is a God of light. And what else does it mean for God's light? Our scripture tells us today, in verse 12, it says that the light is powerful. Here are the words that the writer says, but to all who received him, who believed, he gave power to become children of God. For light in among us is a sign of God's power for us and strength for us. It says that we are children. Isn't that when we need God's strength the most? When we are at our youth, or young in our faith, or fragile in our journey of life and family, we feel powerless. Well, friends, may we know that the light of Christ is power for us. Isn't it amazing that we see solar energy powered completely by sun? Have you ever noticed that the sun is so powerful? Even when we had the eclipse back a couple of years ago, you remember as it went dark almost in some areas in the very middle of the day? My parents traveled up to Paris, Tennessee, very near where it was 100% eclipse. They said the birds started chirping. Everything got quiet. They thought it was becoming night there out on Kentucky Lake. And even though the sun was covered completely, you know what the professional said, the expert said, still don't look at the light. It's too powerful. Wow. Could God have given a greater example of our Lord's strength and protection and sustaining spirit for us than the light from on high? Friends, there is power. In God, there is power that answers prayers. There's power that sustains us in whatever we face. So may we cling to the light of Christ that strengthens us as our Lord's children, as John says here in verse 12. John also says this about the light in verse 14. He said that Christ came to us in grace and in truth. Wow, I hear two different things happening there in John's description. When he says to us the light, Christ, the light of the world, is grace, that means Christ is a gift. We don't earn Christ. We don't deserve Christ. Christ comes to us freely as a gift from our Heavenly Father above, and in our Lord is truth. Isn't that good to know? Have you ever been faced with a decision, perhaps at work, in a relationship, or in some type of leadership capacity where you just want to do what's right, but you don't know exactly what's right? You just want to make the decision that glorifies God or that is pleasing to God. Well, our scripture says that in our Lord, there is truth. If we trust and pray and petition and seek the light of Christ to illuminate us in whatever we're facing, friends, we will be guided by God's truth. Remember where the scripture said, if we trust in the Lord with all of our heart, He will lead us along the right path. In other words, don't trust in the ways of the world, but trust in God who is the light that conquers our darkness and peril. Our scripture also says in verse 16 that when Christ came, He came in fullness. The text reads this, from His fullness we have all received grace upon grace. John's not going to let us get away from the fact that the light in Christ is a gift from us. But he also says not only, that's not a small gift, that's a big gift. You know, over these holidays, we all probably got some gifts. We got some big gifts and some small gifts, right? They were all gifts, and we celebrate them. But our scripture says here today that the gift from God was not a small gift. It was God's fullness. The greatest gift that could be given to us, a Savior, came down from heaven to meet every need and conquer every peril that we will face, to prepare for us a heavenly realm where the darkness never last again, where there's light, love, and joy only forever. So in our God, in the light of Christ, may we embrace these words today that reminds us that in Christ there is power to strengthen us in our journey. In Christ there is a gift that we receive God's love and guidance. In Christ there is truth that conquers all of our questions and our discernments. And in Christ, there is fullness. It's not an empty gift. It's not a small gift. It's an all-encompassing gift. And what is that gift, finally, today? What is the gift of the light of Christ? You know, I think it was explained even more clearly by Paul the Apostle in the reading that Austin shared with us this morning. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 1, as he began this letter to a church, maybe not very much unlike ours, a church in Ephesus, a small congregation, maybe 50 members. What was we would see as a small congregation today was seen as a large congregation in the first century world. A 50-member church was one of the most thriving congregations as they've met in local homes within their community. Paul said this, as the light of Christ, he said, be holy before him in love. You know, I think Paul is telling us the essence of the light of Christ. And the call for us to be light of Christ is simply to be love. Love is what conquers the darkness. Love is what overcomes hate in our world. Love is what sustains us beyond any fears, friends, that we face. Paul is saying, be light and be love. And why do we be love? Paul also explains that in verse 6. He says, for the praise of His glory. He's saying, we are love, so that our God may be glorified. And not only are we loved because our God may be glorified, we're loved because we know God gifted us first with His love. You know, I don't know about y'all, but when I count my blessings, when I'm aware of how gifted I've been, Norris, it makes me willing to want to gift others, right? It makes me aware, Price, that what I have is not my own. Without God's gift of grace, without me being recipient of God's light and love, I would be nothing. And since I've been so blessed, I want to bless others. I want to share what I've received. I've known the joy of God's gift of love, Pat, so I want to gift others with that love so that the darkness indeed will not overcome. But finally, one of the greatest messages of our text today, it began at the very beginning. It began at verse 4 of our text in our gospel reading, where John says this, Christ came as light, and the light was for all people. He says life was light for all people. And I think we can also read that scripture and flip those words and say this. Light and Christ are life for all. Not only is light for all, But in Christ, life is for all. You see, when Jesus came into our world, we must consider that there were discernments, there were questions. If God was the God of all people, and Jesus Christ broke down those barriers, where He said there's no longer Jew or Greek, there's no longer slave or free, there's no longer male or female, for through Christ Jesus we are all one through His love. You see, the light that we see shining before us today, that's not just my light. If we are in the presence of the light, it is for all who look upon it, who trust it as a guide. That is the example of God's love for us, that it came for all of us to fully embrace us for our journey. And as we are filled, we are called to go forth in Christ's love to be His light, so all who look upon it may give glory to the Father of God. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank You that as Your Scripture tells us, we don't light a light and place it under a bushel. We put it on a stand so that all may see to give You glory. We consider the power of Your love and the majesty of Your grace that claims us all as Your children who trust simply in Your light and love. May we give Your love to the world around us so You may be glorified and all the world may be drawn to the saving power and life-giving grace found in You, O Lord Jesus Christ. It's in Your holy name we pray. Amen.